You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM in Richmond. And we're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Bish, Cakes, EB, and JP. That is the foursome. Tom Lavera from the Washington Times will join us at 9. But joining us right now to talk some NFL free agency, quarterbacks on the move, what the Commanders might do, it's Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. Mike, let's start with Russell Wilson. What do you make of the Steelers bringing in Russell Wilson? You think that's going to work?
Well, I mean, it's a really low-risk move for them because basically it's a one-year deal. It's an experiment. They're only having to pay him $1.2 million. The Broncos are having to pay the other $38 million. You have Kenny Pickett is the only other quarterback on the roster, and he's been pretty mediocre so far. I mean, they said 2 weeks ago they were committed to him, but I think Mike Tomlin feels the pressure. He knows that, hey, look, just squeaking into the playoffs every year isn't enough. They have to do more, and they feel like, look, Russell is a guy that if he still has his fastball, which I talked to a lot of talent evaluators, you know, the last couple of weeks about him after they were watching film him during free agency, and a lot of guys say, yeah, no, he can still play. Bad situation there in Denver those last 2 years. So if he can still play, then, you know, it really helps the Steelers have a better chance of contending with the Ravens and the Browns and the Bengals. Not saying they can actually win that division because those are some loaded teams, but it does give them a better chance if Russell Wilson can still be effective, which a lot of people think that he still can.
Mike, really star-studded group of free agents at running back. The only problem is all of these guys are 25 years or older. Derrick Henry, Jacobs, Barkley, obviously a huge name, Tony Pollard, Austin Eckler. What do you see as the market for these guys? Are teams going to be willing to pony up $8, $10, $11 million per year for these guys who've, you know, a lot of these guys have a ton of carries on their resume already? What do you see that market looking like going forward?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I think that they're going to wind up being disappointed again because just so many teams have seen that they can, you know, we talk about the running back position being devalued. It's just that they feel like, look, we can do this with two guys. You know, and split the carries, split the different running styles to hit teams with and do it for a little bit cheaper. And like you said, these guys, especially Derrick Henry, has a lot of carries, a lot of mileage on him. It's going to be interesting. I think if Derrick Henry goes somewhere, it's going to be somewhere where he's paired with somebody else. I don't know that a team's going to be willing to pay him like a feature back. The one that I think, you know, the two guys that might be able to get decent money might be Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs. But again, Saquon Barkley has had injuries in his history. Josh Jacobs is coming off a little bit of a down year. But some of that had to do with just the ineptitude of Josh McDaniels. So, I mean, I don't think we're going to see anybody get Christian McCaffrey money of, you know, more than $15 million. But, you know, 2-3 year deals with maybe $12 to $13, $14 million might be what these guys are looking at. I don't think anybody is going to reset that bar.
So the legal tampering period starts today at noon. And ahead of this, we've seen some moves. And if you look at the top free agents available, Chris Jones signed a huge deal with the Chiefs. Josh Allen, the edge rusher, franchise tag, T. Higgins, franchise tag. There are a bunch of guys that got franchise tags. But if the top guys are available, Kirk Cousins is still there. What's going to happen with Kirk most likely?
Well, we're going to find out. It's either going to be the Vikings or the Falcons. I know the Falcons are very interested in him. But I still would be kind of surprised if he winds up leaving the Vikings. I think that, you know, the stuff that we've been hearing the last couple weeks, it's not that it's not legit, because like I said, I've talked to people. I know the Falcons are interested, but I think that Kirk's camp has also done a good job of trying to create some leverage and put a little pressure on the Vikings because, look, Baker Mayfield's off the market now. That's one less option. If you're the Vikings, okay, if Cousins gets away, what are your best options? Sam Darnold, Josh Wilson. I mean, like, there's not, you know, Jacoby Brissett. Those guys aren't better than Kirk Cousins. So if you're the Vikings and you've been trying to build something, you've got your coach and GM entering year three, and they've got to get something going, you've got to try to find a way to keep Cousins. Now, unless Cousins has just decided, hey, I just went out of there. But, you know, from everything we've heard, he really likes Minnesota. Yes, his wife has ties to Georgia, but he has liked being there in Minnesota. So I think he winds up staying there. And then everybody else has got to, you know, kind of pick up some scraps and figure out what's next for them at quarterback. With the Falcons, if they don't get Cousins, is it Jacoby Brissett? You know, like I said, Darnold, Josh Wilson, none of those guys, I mean, are really, you know, strong. You know, Brissett is a guy that can be a decent bridge guy for you. But it's kind of, you know, not great. So the big domino is going to be Cousins. Then we'll see where everything goes after that.
So, Mike, I want you to answer this question. We put up a Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV. Where should the Commanders start in free agency? Offensive line, running back, linebacker, other. If you're the GM, where would you start?
I think you've got to go offensive line because you're about to – we think they're about to draft a young quarterback. And say, for whatever reason, you know, they keep Sam Howell. Doesn't matter who your quarterback is. You've got to have better offensive line play. You've got to be able to protect that guy and keep him upright. Especially if you're going to spend the number two pick on a rookie quarterback, you've got to, you know, find a way to protect them. So that's where I think they'll go. Obviously, they have a lot of holes. They got a lot of cap, you know, money to be able to spend to address multiple needs. But offensive line, I think they use, you know, probably a combination of free agent resources in the draft because this is a deep draft for offensive linemen as well. But you got to start up front. And get the table set for this young quarterback that you're, you know, going to bring in.
Mike, you covered this team for a long time, and you just mentioned it. I keep saying over and over, right? In my 45 years or so of being a fan, maybe closer to 50 years of being a fan, I can never remember this roster being this decimated. Like, yeah. They literally need help everywhere but punter and maybe D-tackle. Every other spot, yeah. You can make the argument for a lot of help.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you agree?
No, I agree. And look, as they were in their coaching search and their GM search, and I asked around about, okay, which jobs are the most attractive? A lot of people talked about, hey, they've got resources, which is, you know, a lot of cap space and high draft picks. But there are also a lot of needs because Ron and Marty Herney really did a bad job of replenishing this roster. The roster, when, you know, 2 years ago was better than what it was the last year, and it's gotten worse. And so now there are more holes. And so this, you know, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn really have a lot of work they have to do. So this isn't going to be a quick fix because of some of the, you know, the bad choices, draft picks that didn't pan out. I mean, look, Chase Young was supposed to be a generational pass rusher. He's gone. You know, you've had a lot of moves that just haven't worked out. So, yeah, I don't remember a time. Maybe I'm thinking back, maybe that year that Shanahan first came in when you had Rex and John Beck and, you know, all those guys. You know, that was a year. But you even still had some guys on defense that you had to work with, Arakpo and London Fletcher. And there's no game-changing, you know, pass rusher or linebacker or run stopper on this team. They've got to go out there and get some help.
Joined by Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic, at By Mike Jones on Twitter. Another roster that's just in shambles is the Patriots. They deal away Mac Jones to the Jags for a sixth-round pick. I'm hearing rumors that they're not going to pick a quarterback at number 3 overall. Like, Do you believe those rumors? Do you believe the steam that's getting behind that?
I don't
do you see
that.
Them getting a bridge quarterback if they just don't love who's there at number three?
I mean, who's the bridge going to be?
Yeah,
I mean, do you know Jimmy Garoppolo is going to miss some time because of his suspension. I mean, I don't see anybody out there that makes you feel good. I think that, look, maybe, you know, are they saying that because they want people to call? Do they move back from number three and mm-hmm. still try to get a quarterback? I'd be shocked if they don't get a quarterback, you know, because, again, on the roster, there's not, you know, really options there. And so there's no way that they come out of this without drafting a quarterback.
Right. I believe that, too. So just in terms of the teams that need quarterbacks, we've already touched on a lot of them. But, you know, if Cousins decides to stay in Minnesota, what's Atlanta do? And we haven't even talked about Justin Fields. Is there any trade market for Fields? Because, you know, he's not going to be there next year. I don't think. I think Caleb Williams will be your starter.
Not going to Pittsburgh now.
Not going to Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's got their guy. You know, there are some other teams that are possibly, you know, in the market for a quarterback. Denver. But right. What, you know, the Raiders. But what's going to happen with Justin Fields?
Yeah, well, yes, there's a market for him, but I think that right now the Bears are trying to hold out because they're trying to get as much as possible, hoping that, okay, if free agency passes, people don't get Cousins, then they're a little more desperate because it's going to be hard to move up from where you are to get to one of the top quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I was asking around last night. I was like, okay, where are some of these guys going to go? And some people think that some mentioned the Raiders, but I don't know if the Raiders make a lot of sense because Luke Geddes was in Chicago and didn't do a really good job of positioning him for success until late in the year. You know, I think that for him, he probably wants to go somewhere, you know, with more creativity, somebody who better understands how to use him than what we saw in Chicago. So maybe Atlanta is an option early on. Remember, we heard that Atlanta was a team for him, and then all of a sudden we heard the talk about Cousins for Atlanta. So I think Atlanta, you know, Raheem Morris at the podium at the Combine said they have plans and options, whether it's free agency, whether it's trade, whether it's draft. I think they have plans A, B, and C. I think Cousins would be A, and we'll see what B is, but it could be Justin Fields.
Hmm.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And also another rumor we're hearing is J.J. McCarthy, who, you know, may be a top 10 pick, but do you think he could slide up even further? Any chance J.J. McCarthy could slide up in the top three?
I mean, you never know. I mean, Mac Jones, remember the year that he was coming out, there was a talk that, you know, there were analysts saying, oh, you know, he might be one of the best quarterbacks out there. And he wound up going, you know, middle of the first round to the Patriots, which some people thought that was too high. It only takes one team to fall in love with the guy. It does sound like there's a buzz generating from McCarthy, but how much of that is analysts, you know, talking, and how much is actually teams? That's still hard to distinguish right now. And I'd be surprised if he's, you know, up as a top three quarterback, because everybody I talk to, it still sounds like Williams and Daniels and May, and Daniels and May kind of flip-flop depending on who you talk to. But, you know, I guess if somebody's desperate, maybe McCarthy, you know, could squeak into the top 10.
I mean, the Giants are sitting there at six. You know, I could see them going receiver, but I could see them just saying, all right, Daniel Jones, one more year, or, you know, we take J.J. McCarthy and he's our future. I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, again, they're a team that has a lot of needs too, but again, it doesn't look like Daniel Jones is the answer, so maybe that is something they do. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, good stuff. It's Mike Jones, Mike. Covers the NFL for The Athletic. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks. Have a good one, guys.
Yep. All right, buddy. You too, man.
A little bit later in the show, Tom Lavero, sports columnist at the Washington Times, will join us. You know, I saw a rumor, Jason, that your Niners let Armstead go, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the thought is, well, they're doing that because they might be able to bring in the other Bosa, Joey Bosa, who supposedly the Chargers have to, like, cut salary. I'm talking about maybe cutting or releasing Khalil Mack and Bosa.
Yep. That's crazy.
The Bosa brothers
that
together?
That would be interesting. I saw something over the weekend on that, too. Who knows? I mean, I don't know what kind of money these guys are looking at and how much they have to spend. But if they could replace Armstead with a Joey Bosa, that would be pretty scary. If Joey Bosa could stay healthy.
And EB, your boy Chase Young, apparently is kind of wanted.
Who wants him?
I mean, I saw the Ravens rumored at one point, but they re-signed their guy, so I doubt it. Interesting to see what happens with Chase Young.
I guess. Are the Niners interested at all? I read somewhere like mild interest.
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
What does that tell you?
I think he's going to be gone.
Well, he wants a lot of money.
Yeah.
For not that much production.
No one's going to give him a
lot. Well, look, all you had to do was watch him play.
Yeah, I watched him.
So that's what I mean. So
yeah, Super Bowl.
You watch him play, and he gives he goes hard for about three seconds.
And then he quits.
And then he gives up on plays. Yeah. And, you know, Nick Bosa is complete opposite.
Latest rumor I'm seeing for Chase Young, Drabhawks. Could land with the Drabhawks.
You know what? He's going to be like Jadeveon Clowney. He's going to be a guy that plays for like eight teams. Because just potential is just going to keep getting him signed.
Right. And then teams will get sick of him. Yep. And the next team will be like, oh, we can make something out of him. Yep. Sign him.
I mean, that's fine. He'll have a nice career. He'll have a nice life.
Had a nice year for the Ravens.
Yeah, because he does have talent.
Yep. Hmm. I mean, he was the number one overall pick.
Right. Right. Oh, well.
But we'll see. I mean, it's going to start happening here in the next couple
this
days.
This team better not be interested. And well, I just don't. I still impossible. Don't understand.
You know that.
I don't want to be disrespectful. Because I think both guys are class guys. But I don't understand why Mayhew and Herney are still here when they helped assemble the worst roster of my lifetime.
I asked that two weeks ago.
I'll tell you why they're here.
I just don't understand.
Peters knows Mayhew. They're tight.
Yeah, they work
so
together.
So he kept him. And Herney somehow weaseled his way
into Harris's inner circle.
I know. Like, that's how they're still hanging on.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's relationships, people you know.
Well, as long as those guys aren't making decisions, and we don't think
exactly.
They
are.
800-636-1067.
I'm not sure they can scout.
Is the number. Coming up next, we will talk about J.J. McCarthy's rise. Could he rise all the way to where the Commanders draft at number two? Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, We often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.